This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Question about
what, Dale?
You've been caught with the mic on.
Yes.
Okay, our next guest is...
You're like Joe Biden when he...
Our next guest is Jude Munro, who's the chair of the board of the Victorian Pride Centre. Good morning to you, Jude.
Good morning and Happy New Year.
And remember what Jim Hacker said in Yes Minister. Always treat every microphone as though it's live. When Sir Humphrey said some things that he didn't mean to go to air.
I also remember the one about the hospital.
Oh, yes.
It's a great hospital. It's very efficient.
Yes,
we don't have
no
any patients.
we're actually in the running for the Florence Nightingale Award for the cleanest hospital. Get some patients. Oh, no, that would...
Do you know what, Jude? There isn't one of those in Victoria. There absolutely isn't. Now, you've got some really good news for us.
Mm.
I noticed during the course of the week, you put out a media statement along with Martin Foley, the Minister for Equality, announcing that you're going to build the building.
Just yesterday. So yesterday we announced that Hanson Yunkin had
been...
Did
I say during the week? Does it feel like it's been a week since our last... There we go.
So Hanson Yunkin, an old family firm, tier one firm have been selected as the builder. So this, I think last time I was here, we had maybe Dick Wynne and Minister Wynne, and he was telling us all about the development approval.
And the planning and everything.
And also this week, we got the news that we have certificate of title now for the second component of the land. So we now fully own all of the land, so 13 million plus development approval, so we have even more increased equity.
Well, how exciting is all that? When does building commence?
We've actually started the building project. We've started with early works. So early works involve site preparation, establishment of the site office, preparation and demolition, and also the process of starting the construction drawings. And I've had the benefit, I won't be there for every meeting, but I've had the benefit of now working with the whole of the Hanson Yunkin team, along with our project managers from Case Mealon and Irwin Consulting, the engineers, the design people from Grant Amon and James Brearley, and we've been starting the process of working through the further value management around design. So it is such an exciting stage. And you know me, I go like a rocket. Well, we want the project to go like a rocket. And so we're not holding breath, we're just marching on.
Now, you mentioned that, and it is a very, very old family firm, Hanson Yunkin. We've actually got on the phone Louise Hanson. Well, you're a good half of it, Louise. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, your firm, your family firm, it's a very, very long-standing firm. This is a bit of a different project for a builder. Tell us about, why you tendered for the work, but having now won it, why are you so excited about this project?
Well, we tendered for the project because it was such an exciting project. So Hanson Yunkin is always looking for projects that are complex and challenging and important for communities, and we saw from the outset that this was a really iconic project and an important project for the community, and we wanted to be involved, and we're absolutely delighted and proud to be part of the project team.
It's going to be a pretty unique building, a landmark building. We hope, or if I read it right, that the release from yourself and from Jude talks about the middle of next year as a completion. That's a pretty ambitious schedule.
Yes, look, the middle of 2020 is the date. That's what we'll all be working towards.
So we're over the moon. So this was one of the reasons why Hanson Yunkin were selected, is I could see, we could see, that they had assiduousness with their application to acting, to building, to implementing, a commitment to innovation, and I think that's all part of their brand. And I'm not speaking Louise entirely out of school, but one of the things that I was impressed by in the presentation from Hanson Yunkin, and we had four excellent final tenderers, but what they did was they showed that they were already thinking about the design, value management associated with it, keeping the architectural intent. Mm. So it's very impressive.
And sticking to budget, no doubt.
And sticking to budget.
Now, Jude, I did notice the flyover.
Oh.
It's a lovely little bit of graphic. Where did that come from and where can people see it?
Hanson Yunkin developed that.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yes. So, Louise, is that one of the things that you typically do with projects?
Yes, absolutely. So we produce a flyover like that for all of our probably more complex and challenging projects. So certainly we want our clients to understand when we're tendering how we're going to put a building together. So, it's a very important part of a tender submission to produce a detailed construction fly-through like that. So that, and it helps us too, because it helps us iron out construction challenges along the way. So it's a very useful, it's a useful tool both to explain it to our clients, but also for our own internal purposes.
Jude, where can people see it?
Yeah.
Yes, it's on our Facebook page, and it's also on our website page, pridecentre.org.au.
So you're going to give us Louise and Jude, give us a drop dead date when Pride Centre will be open. Come on, what's the latest?
Well, Jude, I'll pass that one over.
No, Macra, I'm more interested in demolition. When's the demolition going to start?
I want to know when it's going to open.
We've actually, Tass, we've already started some of the demolition.
Oh, wow.
And now we've had respectful conversations here this morning already about homelessness.
Yes.
But we did have some people squatting in what is not a resident. It's not a residence. Mm. It's a restaurant, and at the back of the restaurant there was some outbuildings, and we had people defecating and throwing up and having syringes strewn around, and it really was a highly unsafe environment in the city of Port Phillip, and we were concerned about the site and the police. So that site has now been cleaned up, and people are working to more appropriately accommodate the people who were
good
there. So we've actually started. Now, in terms of opening, as you know, you have soft launches and hard launches. So I think we'll be looking at a really proper launch probably around August, but I'm hoping we can start to get people moving in a lot earlier than that. That's all I'll say.
Wow. It's very exciting.
So, yes, it is very exciting, and we are on a deadline. And I won't say if anyone gets in the way in terms of delays, it's going to be a problem, but I've made a commitment to Louise and to Richard Hanson and others that the Pride Centre as a board will make decisions on a daily basis as required. So it won't be the monthly board meeting or once a week. We will make decisions very quickly.
As required
in order to keep the process going as expeditiously as possible.
That's got to make you happy, Louise. I have some understanding of these sort of projects, and I know that sometimes getting that commitment and that understanding that well, you know, we can't just stop building for a month while you all get together and, you know, think about
Correct.
It.
Correct. Yeah. No, it's very important. It's important from all members of the team that everyone's responding, making decisions and keeping the process moving. That's the best way forward. And we think that that's what we're going to get. We're very excited about the team that's been put together. You know, the Pride Centre are demonstrating themselves to us that they're making those decisions. So we're extremely excited about the whole process.
And we love the way, Louise, that you and the team not only are showing that commitment to innovation, but your commitment to your values around openness and collaboration, and that's what you recruit. And you were telling me in the last week or so about your commitment to inclusiveness and affirmative action.
Yes, that's right. So as a company, we have policies around affirmative action and equal opportunity, and we also have a diversity and inclusion statement that talks to building an inclusive culture that embraces all the differences where we live in, so it's about integrity, respect and equity. So certainly something that we live by as an organisation, and if someone joins our organisation and they don't fit, then, well, we don't want them. So, we're very proud of the culture that we have at Hanson Young.
Good on
you. That's wonderful. It's wonderful to see the values of the organisations align, really,
yes,
as this project unfolds. Jude and Louise, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Yes.
Jude, what can our listeners expect to see happen on the Fitzroy Street site next?
There'll be some tarting up of the building. I don't know if... is that an acceptable term?
Yeah.
Yes, OK.
You're talking on SatMag.
Midsummer. And we're really looking forward to that. I mean, the beautiful Rainbow Road in next door. You know, it's just got that sense of excitement. And I think probably we've got 16th of February as the start of demolition.
Fantastic.
Lovely.
In the program, Louise.
Yes, that sounds right. And we're also working on, we're working hard finalising design at the same time. So there's lots of things happening at the moment.
And just before you do go, Jude, where can people see the flyover again?
Pridecentre.org.au, and go on Facebook, go to Pride Centre, and you'll see the flyover. We've already got 1,100 views, and it was only put out yesterday afternoon.
Oh, I reckon half of those might have been me, Jude. It's a really good little flyover.
I'm up to my 30th viewing of it. I love it so much. It's Jude fantastic. Munro. It's so exciting to see it.
Thank you very much for coming into the studio this
And morning. Also Louise Hansen from Hanson Youngkin. Thank you for giving your time. Congratulations on being the winner. Appreciate the employment policies and practices you have as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, the CEO of Virgin Australia. Just like Joy 94.9, we are flying high and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.